All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite 2 a.m. radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 a.m. KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 1400 a.m. KSBT right here in somewhat soggy Sandpoint. It's kind of a soggy, chilly February type of day all over North Idaho here today. We're in North Idaho. It's Thursday, so we call this North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we've got another good one for you today. First up, we'll meet Kathy and John Pomeroy. They're co-directors of Helping Hands Healing Hearts. They have recently, their group has purchased 2 acres in Ponderay, and they have plans on building a studio apartment complex to serve the homeless in our area. Just what a great cause, and they're reaching out to the community for financial assistance on this project, and we'll be discussing how you can help this very worthy cause and what they're all about and future plans for this. So very interesting. In our second segment, we'll once again be talking about lacrosse in Sandpoint. We had Nancy with us, who was their the girls' coach a few weeks ago, and Dakota will join us today, who is a former Sandpoint lacrosse player and now coach for and heading up the boys program. So we'll learn more about that and what they have going on this winter. And in our final segment, our friend Keely Gray will be with us once again. There's a play coming up at the Panda Theater later this month that is based on the Mel Brooks classic movie that we're all very familiar with, Young Frankenstein, the play, the musical. Who'd have thought? Young Frankenstein live on stage and with music. So Keely will be telling us all about that. So good show for you today. What else is going on this week? Well, as you heard right here on the show a couple of weeks ago, there is a locally produced and directed movie playing at the Panada Theater. It is this Saturday at 6:30 at 7 o'clock. It's called FEAR, F-E-A-R, which stands for Forget Everything and Run. It was written before this current pandemic, and it's about a pandemic. I mean, who would have thought that this guy, he absolutely nailed it. So it's kind of along the story of a Quiet Place or The Revenant, you know, with, anyways, that type of thing. A virus ravages a mountain community, similar to Sandpoint, for example, and the survivors must flee, and just, it's, anyway, the only place you can see this is at the Panada, and there's going to be a question and answer with the producer, Matt Lowe's, Jimmy Matt Lowe's. He was on the show a few weeks ago, so that's happening, so pretty interesting. Also, this weekend, if looking for something to do, we have an artist reception for Robbins, Napoleon, and Tom Kramer at the Ponderay Winery. That is this evening from 4 to 6. So check that out. Get more information at powine.com. Again, the Sandpoint Parks and Rec Department is participating in the Schweitzer Own the Night Twilight Ski Program happening this weekend. And remember, you can only buy your ski lift tickets at Schweitzer.com. There's live music at the Ponderay Winery on Saturday, tomorrow night, Earl Berkeley Duo from 5 until 8. Bright Moments Jazz seems to play somewhere every weekend. They are playing at Matchwood this weekend. That is happening tomorrow from 6 to 8. Get out there and check out Arthur and the band. The Priest Lake Rock and Ride is happening at Kavanaugh's Resort on Saturday. You can go to Cavs, C-A-V-S, resort.com for more information on that. Our good friend Brian Jacobs is playing at the winery on Saturday night, and Bright Moments Jazz is playing at the Back Door on Saturday night. If you're looking for something to do Valentine's weekend, there is a live comedy returning to the Panada stage next weekend. And it's Philip Kopczynski, Harry Riley, Rob Wentz, who's a local kid here from Sandpoint, and Ryan McComb will all be featured. And next Thursday, I pre-recorded an interview with these guys last week when they happened to be in Sandpoint. And It's pretty funny stuff. So you want to check that out next Thursday on this show. And if you're so inclined to be going out these days, go see them live comedy at the Panada. It is February the 11th, Valentine's weekend, Saturday evening. So they are very funny guys, as you will hear on this show next weekend. Coming up next right here on the show, John and Kathy Pomeroy are with us. And they are going to be talking about Helping Hands and Healing Hearts and this homeless project they have going on in Ponderay. Very interesting stuff. So stick around.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, save time, shop online, and pick up your items at the store or have them delivered to your home. It's easy and convenient. Go to superonefoods.net and select your items. Then set the time to pick up your groceries in one of the reserved parking spaces at the store or have them delivered. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring. Great jobs with some positions starting at $18 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
It's a great day to visit Under the Sun in downtown Bonners Ferry, especially for lunch, served from 11 to 3 p.m. The Under the Sun Bistro has a new menu, and they pride themselves on using all natural and organic ingredients whenever possible. Sandwiches, wraps, soup, salad, and of course, dessert. While you're there, check out their new merchandise arriving daily. Start gearing up for spring. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
Our American spirit is alive and strong, and while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Although we may wear face masks and practice social distancing, there are no restrictions on making travel memories for business or pleasure. Taking care of our Shiloh guests and employees is the very essence of what we do. At Shiloh Inns, we're open and ready to welcome you to a clean, safe home away from home. You'll find extra cleaning and sanitizing protocols in place for the safety of our guests and employees. At Shiloh Inns, we offer many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and even the kids stay free. So book your next stay with confidence at ShilohInns.com or call 1-800-222-2244. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
When it comes to a P1 FCU personal signature loan, we're all about understanding what makes you, well, you. We can help you finance your education, that big move, or even your next big adventure. You have your reason, we have your loan. Get started today at p1fcu.org/you. P1 FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. All loans are subject to P1 FCU membership, credit approval, and other underwriting criteria.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. And as I told you in the intro, John and Kathy Pomeroy are with us here today. And guys, how are you?
Good.
It's great to have you here. And you are working on a project. Your group has purchased 2 acres in Ponderay in the Triangle Drive neighborhood. And hoping or planning on building a apartment complex, studio apartment complex to serve homeless people. And let's talk about homeless people in our area, first of all, because, you know, if you go to any city, you know, Spokane or Portland or Seattle, it's very obvious they're a homeless problem. You just see the people living out on the street. Yeah. You don't see a lot of that here. But that doesn't mean that it's not here. So tell us about the situation we do have here in North Idaho.
Well, that's for sure. We opened in 2017, okay. And about 3 months after we opened, I was naive to the homeless problem, and about 3 months after we opened, oh my goodness, we have a homeless problem in Sandpoint. And so we've tracked our stats In our first year, about 14% of our clients came in homeless. Then it went up to 16%. Then it went up to 17%. Then it went up to 19%. Last year, 24% of our clients that came to us, our new intakes, came to us homeless. And that was 4 couples, 7 families, and 55 adults. And those families had 20 children. So they're... Wow. So that's like about, you know, 85, 90 homeless in 1 year. And that's just us. That doesn't count couch surfers. That doesn't count other organizations. So...
Or people who are afraid to ask for help.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, Bonner Homeless Transitions, mm-hmm. or the Navigation, Health and Welfare. That's just our stats. And so we do have a homeless problem in Sandpoint, and we want people to know that. And we are doing our very best to put forth the effort. We've tried a lot of things. We've tried putting people up in our parsonage. We live in the parsonage. We've tried putting people there, even in the garage, even in a room in our church, even, you know, and it would just, and we put campers on our property, and the city said we couldn't do that. It just came to the point that we have to build because the numbers are getting so great, and they're increasing.
First of all, let's go back a step, and who are you guys? You say our church. Tell us about your organization.
Yes, we've pastored the Sandpoint Church of God for the last 24 years. Well, we retired the end of June last year.
Okay.
My father, Warren Pomeroy, had pastored for 25 years, as well as working for Caulfield Funeral Service.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's been a long history there. But Love, Inc., Love in the Name of Christ, used to be in the back of the church building for the last 3 or 4 years of their existence, and then they closed, and we were kind of left with the assets. So we reopened under a new name, Helping Hands Healing Hearts, and we just help people with all sorts of different kinds of needs.
Food, clothing, linens, housewares, furniture, and we do some financial help. But it isn't just Sandpoint Church of God. It's a joint ministry of Sandpoint area churches. So there's 10 to 20 churches involved in different ways in this ministry.
So how did you guys, you know, pull all this together and decide that I need to, or you needed, or your group needed to house the homeless? How did that all transpire?
Yeah, well, as I said, we kind of inherited the ministry from Love, Inc., having been in the back of the part of the church. And as Kathy said, when we opened, we weren't aware of the homeless problem, but it just became so obvious quickly. And it's the most heartbreaking thing to have to turn someone out.
Absolutely.
We've run out of options for them. Mm-hmm. And so it just became obvious we needed to build something.
So it's as clients come in, we do an intake and we become aware of their situation during that intake. And so that's how we know they're homeless. We try to help give them a little reprieve by a motel room 2 or 3 nights.
Oh, gotcha.
But that's just a Band-Aid. We don't have any, at this time, permanent solution to offer to them. I give them the list of apartments in Sandpoint, the apartment complexes, but there's all waiting lists for those. Mm-hmm. And we work with Bonner Homeless Transitions, but they're waiting lists. And, you know, so it's heartbreaking that we can't give them a more permanent solution. So that's why we are really pushing forward to get this Good Samaritan Inn going. And it'll be a unit of 44 studio apartments. They're not going to be big or anything. And we've been approved for special use code by the city of Ponderay. And
great.
Also, we've been approved for 3 stories. And our site application has been approved. So we are just doing everything to get this going. Right now, we're in the process of choosing an architect. And then after that, we need about $2 million to get this up. But, you know, that's something that as a community we can do together. I just know that we can do that here in Sandpoint.
$2 million, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot.
How are you going to do this?
We're hoping that it's not going to cost that much because already we have...
Maybe get donations?
Yeah, already we have someone that's volunteering to clear our land. We are hoping to work with the architect that is going to cut the fees down, and then we can use licensed people. We're hoping to get licensed people to do some of the work, that sort of thing. So we want to cut that figure down just as much, get some of the lumber donated. Habitat for Humanity has already said that they'll help us with some of the donations of what they might have available. Mm-hmm. So we're reaching out to cut that down just as much as possible, but with the cost increasing, especially lumber.
Yeah.
It's a big challenge, but I know it's a challenge we all can meet. You know, when we do something together, great things happen, and that's where we're looking for this great thing to come about.
When you guys are from here, you know what a giving community this
yes.
is. There are 148 very active nonprofits,
yes.
and most of them are doing well. I mean, that's a lot. That doesn't happen anywhere else that I'm familiar with or aware
Sandpoint's
of.
Sandpoint's a wonderful community.
Yeah.
Bonner County. This is going to be for Bonner County, and Bonner County is a wonderful community. We're privileged to have come here and lived here.
Absolutely. So the Good Samaritan Inn, it's going to be in Pondre. So describe exactly, if people trying to picture, you know, the Triangle Drive area, and there's businesses here and there. Where are your 2 acres?
The easiest way to say is across from the school district offices.
Okay.
If you know where they're located, mm-hmm. just across.
That was a Thorne Research Building years ago.
And, right.
Yeah. So just across the road, on the curve of Triangle mm-hmm. Drive, there's a 2 acre. It's kind of a triangle, a lot. And mm-hmm. so just across the drive there, there's 2 acres. And so
if you don't know where that is, if you come north from the mall on the Bonner Way Mall, going north, you run right into Triangle Drive. Yeah.
So to start raising money, you know, to pay an architect and just get the ball rolling for the month of February, you got this drive going. How do people give? How do they learn more about this? How do they contact you and all of that?
Well, churches are collecting pouches, and they'll fill their pouches with coins, dollars, bills, checks in the month of February. And but also people can go online at donorbox.org/buildGSI, or they can mail checks to Good Samaritan Inn, 221 South Division Avenue in Sandpoint. And again, that's our address. So those are both places that they can give.
Now, if people are hearing this today and they just, I want to help out, but I don't have money to give you, you know, it's a tough time or just getting through, are there other ways that they can help?
Well, it's going to be probably a year or 2 years before we really start building. But at that point, you know, we can have people who are doing cleanup and all of those kind of things on the site. So we're going to need a lot of volunteers. Then when we're up and going, we want to have a case volunteer for every 2 units, which means we're going to need to have 22 case volunteers. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity for people in the community to be involved. But at this point, we do need the money. So that's what we're really, really pushing for. And we're thankful. We had this last year. And through, was it 10 churches? I think we...
11. Well, 11 churches.
11. Raised $40,000.
Wow.
And so this year our goal is $50,000, because that's, we have some money now, and that's how much more we need for our architect fees. So that's our goal.
Well, that's a great goal and a great cause. If you missed that earlier, to donate or find out more, go to donorbox.org/buildGSI. You can also make it easier on you. It's just Google Helping Hands, Healing Hearts, and you will go to this other website, which tells you all. I just did that while we were talking.
Yeah.
It was like, that's right there. So that's
easy.
Or you can mail a check to Good Samaritan Inn, 221 South Division in Sandpoint. And John and Kathy, it's great to have you on the show. And I'm telling you, let's make this a semi-regular thing, maybe quarterly,
awesome.
To keep up the progress of how this project's going, because I think it's extremely worthy and something that a lot of people don't realize we need to get done in the greater Sandpoint area. So
if I can add just one comment.
Absolutely.
This is not just a housing place. This is actually a program to help the homeless move on. So it'll be a job training and resumes and all sorts of stuff to help that.
I am glad that you threw that in, because I think some people are thinking, well, I'm going to give them all this money and they're just going to squat. No, you're going to help them help themselves.
Right.
No, we will have life skills training, personal hygiene, health, nutrition, health style, and of course job training. Connect people with jobs. Connect people with churches. So it's going to be more than just housing. We want to make people that will have an independent, successful life in the community. That's our goal.
Very good. Great goal. It's great to have you guys here. We'll do it again in a couple of months and keep us appraised of how things are going.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the opportunity.
Yes. Yeah, John and Kathy Pomeroy there with A Good Samaritan Inn, Helping Hands, Healing Hearts. Go to that website and check it out.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to switch gears a little bit and switch it over to sports. We have Sandpoint Lacrosse here. The boys coach, Dakota, is with us. And tell us about what's going on this winter with lacrosse. So stick around.
Over the past year and a half, business has been anything but usual. Whether you're a small, family-run business, a corporation, you need a trusted financial partner to guide you along the way. At WaFd Bank, they've been helping local businesses succeed for over 100 years.
That's right. We've been around long enough to know one size doesn't fit all, which is why our business checking solution comes in three options. There's Simple Business Checking, a straightforward, easy-to-manage account for business. Also, Business Interest Checking, allowing business owners to earn money on their deposits. And finally, Business Analyze Checking, which uses account balances to offset fees.
All of WaFd Bank's business checking solutions cost just $100 to open and come with online banking and bill pay, mobile photo deposit, and can be paired with treasury management services like electronic ACH payments and credit card processing and payroll services.
Visit wafedbank.com or stop by the branch to see which account is right for your business. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our American spirit is alive and strong. And while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Although we may wear face masks and practice social distancing, there are no restrictions on making travel memories for business or pleasure. Taking care of our Shiloh guests and employees is the very essence of what we do. At Shiloh Inns, we're open and ready to welcome you to a clean, safe home away from home. You'll find extra cleaning and sanitizing protocols in place for the safety of our guests and employees. At Shiloh Inns, we offer many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and even the kids stay free. So book your next stay with confidence at ShilohInns.com or call 1-800-222-2244. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our second segment here on North Idaho Thursday. Dakota Blasey is with us. He is the boys' lacrosse coach with Sandpoint Lacrosse here in Sandpoint. Of course, we had Nancy Dooley on the show, as we do fairly often over the last probably 5-10 years, talking about the women's side of lacrosse. And Dakota, obviously, you're the boys' coach. And tell us about Sandpoint Lacrosse. Well, first of all, tell us about yourself. When did you start playing?
Yeah, so I started playing lacrosse in 2000. Well, so the organization was founded in 2005.
Okay.
And that year, they had only a high school team. And so the next year, 2006, was the first year they started a middle school team. So I started playing in 2007. So 2007 gotcha. Is when I first started playing lacrosse, and I played all through middle school and high school. I went on, I played two seasons at Montana State.
Wow.
And then...
Great place to go to school.
Yeah, go Bobcats.
Yeah.
Came back, went to the Fly Fishing Festival at the Panada in the winter of 2016, and I ran into my old middle school coach, Tom Whalen, who was a great coach of mine, and he kind of was trying to get me on the hook to help coach him that year. And so Tom is really who got me involved in the coaching aspect of that. And so I started out the summer of 16 coaching 5-6, and then I coached 5-6 for 2 years. And then I was fortunate enough to move up to 7-8 the next year. And so my entire coaching career, I've been fortunate enough to follow this group of the same mm-hmm. kids throughout, and it's just been really fun experiencing that, you know, watching them grow and improve in the game.
Speaking of watching things grow, so the club was in its pretty much its infancy when you started playing. How has it changed in the last almost 20 years now?
So I remember, right, it was those first couple years, it was, are we going to have a team? Are we going to be able to field the team?
You know anybody who wants to play?
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, practicing on concrete behind the middle school to, you know, now we're a more developed program. We field 3-4 all the way, you know, grades 3 and 4, grades 5 and 6, 7, 8, and then, of course, high school. Sometimes we don't always necessarily get a 3-4 team, but we field those when we can. And just the opportunity for more kids to play is, you know, the club has grown like that.
So are you looking for athletes, like people who play other sports? Obviously, when you're third and fourth grade, you haven't had an opportunity to play much except maybe t-ball or, you know,
right,
little kid soccer or whatever. But do you have to be an outstanding athlete to come out in third or fourth grade?
So I kind of always compare lacrosse as a combination of soccer, mm-hmm. hockey, and basketball. And so lacrosse definitely has a running aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same size as a football field or a soccer field. It's got the perimeter game that basketball has where the ball gets passed around the net. And then just kind of the speed.
And you can sort of dunk it.
Right, yeah, you can, right. It's got that speed and the physicality of hockey. And so I think that's kind of the best way to describe lacrosse to people.
And it's such a former athlete myself, such a raw sport of just athleticism. I mean, going out and a combination, like you said, of those three and having that soccer aspect where, you know, you're going to get in shape.
Right, you're running.
You're running
a lot, so.
So that's good stuff. So you have coming up a free youth clinic this Saturday, and how does that happen? Who's it for? Tell us about it.
So the youth clinic is Saturday. The girls are going to go from 12:30 to 2:30, and then the boys are going to follow from 3 to 5. It's at the Strikers indoor facility at the fairgrounds. So it's more geared towards newer players or someone who wants to get their, you know, toes in the water, see what lacrosse is all about. But it's certainly open to anyone who wants to come, even current players.
So if you know nothing about lacrosse,
you know nothing
even
about
as
lacrosse,
a parent, you just want to come check it out.
Yeah, and bring your kid. We've got plenty of sticks to hand out to people. It's If you're thinking about you want to play, definitely go check it out. So
if you just want to check out the website, it's really well done, very informative, and it is Sandpoint Lacrosse, that ends with an E, by the way, LACROSSE.org, SandpointLacrosse.org. For parents who are going to bring out their third and fourth grade kids this Saturday, boys and girls, what should they bring? Do they need to bring their checkbook? Do they need to wear something in particular? Or
so, no, the clinic is free. Just bring some tennis shoes and some, you know, athletic equipment. Maybe wear sweatpants or a sweatshirt, depending on what the temperature is.
Oh, kids these days, they'll come out in shorts and a t-shirt.
Right. So yeah, that's happening on Saturday. And then the boys, so the boys registration, which is done online, is open until I believe the 14th.
Okay.
February 14th is going to be our official first day of practice for the boys high school. And
where will you practice?
So right now the plan is to practice at the LPO high school over behind Super One at their indoor gym. Their gym inside.
Okay.
If anyone would like to reach out to the lacrosse program that has available space, including a, you know, a warehouse or a big barn or anything, that's kind of always
so the single biggest problems in Sandpoint athletics this time of year. I mean, you've got club volleyball, you've got AAU basketball, of course, all the high school sports. Everybody's looking for a place to play indoors. So
that's always the trick, is finding a place to practice.
For example, after all these years, I didn't know there was a gym at the Lake Pontchartrain High School.
Yeah, I've never been in it, so.
I mean, I used to take my little third grade girls AAU team out to Northside Gym on 8 o'clock on Wednesday nights because it was the only gym we could practice. So it's a problem this time of year. So yeah, if anybody has a space for you to do, how often can you use the soccer facility at the fairgrounds?
So that is just a one-time deal. Strikers, that's allocated to Strikers, but our board members have been contacting them and they got us the space for the one day.
So practices begin just right after Valentine's Day here this month. And when is the soccer regular season for all of these ages?
So the first varsity boys game is going to be March 14th at home at Memorial. We're going
to
be playing.
Oh, that's awesome to play on that field.
Yeah. Yeah. So that field is, hopefully we'll be able to get it cleared. I mean,
that's another problem. Yes, there's a lot of snow on that field right now. So hope for some rain and
a little warmer weather.
Yeah. So you'll be getting out there. Now, in the high school level, does most of the schools around this area have teams?
So Coeur d'Alene has a team. Lake City has a team. Moscow has a team. And then there's a private school down in Moscow that's called Logos High School. Mm-hmm. They have a team. And recently this year, Post Falls put together a team. So they'll be new to the league this year. And so we're looking forward to playing them.
Well, that's very fortunate to be out west here and have such availability of people who are into lacrosse and plants. Obviously, it's a growing sport.
Yeah. So this year we're going to be hosting Lacs on the Lake, which is kind of a big lacrosse jamboree for, it's more geared towards elementary and middle school. But that's going to be happening May 5th and May 8th. And I'm thinking we're going to have around 80, 90 teams coming. Mm. So it's definitely there's going to be a lot of lacrosse running around this spring.
This show is also heard on KBFI and Bonner's Ferry. If there's Bonner Ferry parents listening to this today, can their kids play in Sandpoint lacrosse?
Absolutely, yeah. We actually have students coming from Priest River High. Mm-hmm. We've got a Clark Fork High kid playing on the high school team. Bonner's Ferry, they've had teams in the past. It's kind of a challenge for them to get a coach sometimes and get players. So they're kind of always hit or miss.
Yeah. So but they're welcome to join Sandpoint Lacrosse. Again, the website, sandpointlacrosse.org, sandpointlacrosse.org. It's got all the sign-up info and everything you need to know. If you have kids or grandkids, boys or girls, third, fourth grade, or third through eighth grade, actually, this Saturday at the Bonner County Fairgrounds in the Strikers building, which is, it's easy to find. Just head on out there. Girls clinic going on from 12:30 until 2:30. Boys, third to eighth grades, 3 o'clock until 5 o'clock. It is absolutely free, and I can't imagine a better way to get acquainted with lacrosse and find out if it's for your kid.
It's a great introduction to the game.
Yeah. Dakota, it's great to see you again. It's great to have you on the show. Say hi to the folks for
me.
And we'll have you back again sometime.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. We are going to take our final break for today. When we come back, Keely Gray is with us. We'll be talking about the play, Young Frankenstein. I can't wait. She'll tell us all about it right after this.
It's February, and love is in the air, and TYM tractors are the hottest love story in North Idaho. Stop by Jordan's Sales and Service, the home of I Love My Tractor, and get love struck with your new TYM tractor. Right now, Jordan's has them sale priced during their Love Your Life TYM tractor sale. Just like love, this sale won't last forever, so see them in February before it's gone. Jordan's Sales and Service, home of the I Love My Tractor in Post Falls at 3200 West Celtis Way.
This is Georgia Simmons inviting you to join me virtually for the 14th Heart Ball on behalf of the Bonner General Health Foundation. This year, we'll be raising funds for an additional time-sensitive emergency imaging that is so needed. We'll continue to have our popular dessert auction, new exciting packages, a raffle basket, and the all-important paddle raise. Want to host a small gathering? See the menu from Pack River Store to make the event a real party. Visit bonnergeneral.org to RSVP and get more details.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, save time, shop online, and pick up your items at the store or have them delivered to your home. It's easy and convenient. Go to superonefoods.net and select your items. Then set the time to pick up your groceries in one of the reserved parking spaces at the store or have them delivered. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring. Great jobs with some positions starting at $18 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
At Bi-Mart, membership means more. And this week, our members will find our latest savings book arriving exclusively in their mailboxes. There's 16 pages of savings in health and beauty, electronics, pantry essentials, and more. Plus, don't forget to check out clothing, including our winter clothing clearance, now 50% off. Home of the $5 lifetime membership, at Bi-Mart, our members save more time and money. Employee-owned, real value every day. It's who we are.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Kenny.
Okay, I will. Check out Canada's website.
We're having our own conversation here. Would you like to join us, listeners? Our good friend Keely Gray is with us. Of course, she's with the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, also helping put on plays and stuff, very active with the Panada Theater. Are you officially a board member or what?
Well, I was a board member on the Panada board. I believe I left in October of 2021.
Yes.
Yes. Which is one of my many titles as board member and Chamber of Commerce. And here today, I have my Lake Pendere Repertory Theater hat on, as I am the chairman of the board for Lake Pendere Repertory Theater, which is producing Young Frankenstein this month.
Yeah, Young Frankenstein. Tell us about that. Of course, everybody's familiar with the Mel Brooks classic movie. I mean, I watch it with my daughter, Ricky, just about every Halloween while we're waiting for trick-or-treaters.
My kind of people. I love it.
And it never gets old, and it always, no matter how many times you've seen it, you still laugh.
Like, oh, yeah.
Walk this way.
Exactly. Like, oh, hysterical. Yes, yes, yes. It's so funny. And I'm glad you brought up the film, because one of the draws for me was the fact that it's a musical version of the film, essentially. So they took the script from the film and they plugged in musical numbers that were written by Mel Brooks himself.
No way.
Yes, he is a musician.
That's one of my questions.
Yeah, the music's all written by Mel Brooks. And I tell you what, the music is so catchy. Like, I go home at night and it just gets stuck in my head, and I swear my husband must be so sick of all of these songs, because I'm constantly just all the time, all day.
Mel Brooks was a hysterical guy, and his movies are just so classic. Mm-hmm. And It's like, how does anybody's brain work like that? And then he would direct it and write it. Oh. And finding out now, I really didn't know that he wrote this music. That's an unearthly talent.
And I believe he wrote the music to The Producers as well, which was on Broadway with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's a very talented fellow.
Yeah, he's unbelievable is my point. I don't even have words to describe that. That's just...
Well, and the comedy itself is very... There is no mistaking Mel Brooks' jokes. Mm-hmm. They are one of a kind. They're always such a specific type of humor, but it's so appealing to so many people that it just... You just can't help but laugh all the time.
I mean,
and it's ridiculous, most of it.
Generally, nothing... filthy about it. It's just
well, he does get a little bawdy in this one, I will tell you that. That's why we've rated it PG-13.
Well, even Blazing Saddles had a couple of like, oh, did she just say that?
Exactly. And that's the beauty of Mel Brooks, is he never flat out like illustrates it. He alludes. He's like the king of innuendo.
Yeah. So this play itself, Young Frankenstein, does it basically follow the same storyline as the movie?
Yes. So it's Frederick Frankenstein, or Frankenstein, as he likes to be pronounced as. And he gets a telegram that his grandfather, Victor Frankenstein, which is the Frankenstein we are all familiar with, has died. And so he goes to his grandfather's estate to wrap everything up. And along the way, lots of crazy antics, characters, and fun ensues.
And the music.
And the music. That's all a part of it, yeah.
So how do you do that at the Panada? Do you have a live orchestra? Or
we don't. We're actually using tracks, which is wonderful. We're going through a company called Music Theater International, and they have a bevy of resources. They're kind of the kingpin when it comes to purchasing rights to perform musicals, which is why musicals can sometimes feel a little elusive to companies to produce, is because, you know, it's... probably one of the more expensive things to produce, because we had to raise about $35,000 to $4,000 just to be able to perform the show. So that was our first hurdle. But with that, we were able to get tracks, which is essentially the orchestration of the music on a track that we can play from the speakers and have our actors singing along with them.
And speaking of actors... The Lake Pondere Repertory Theater, who are you guys, what are you all about, and who are we going to see in this play?
Excellent. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
We are a community theater, community-based, community-produced, and we have some of the most outstanding talent here in Sandpoint, with the likes of a Miss Kate McAllister.
Mm-hmm.
She will probably get a little mad at me that I mentioned her name. Andrew Sorg. I'm sure many of you have seen Andrew in many, many plays.
Yeah.
And we have lots of newcomers who were discovered through auditions, such as Holly Beeman and Ashley Lopez, who are just phenomenal talents. And I just feel so lucky that we have such a community that is blessed with so much talent. And that's actually the reason why I started Lake Pondere Repertory Theater, is because I've been an actor, a stage manager, a costumer, a theater practitioner for so many years that I saw all the talent in Sandpoint and have done so much theater that I was like, it's a shame that we don't have one central group that can produce big shows and, you know, have the big sets and the lavish costumes and really make like a really true blue community theater for big time productions with well-known plays that everybody knows and can get excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. So Andrew Sorg, I've seen him in a number of things, of course, here. He did such a great job of hosting The Follies.
Oh, of course.
And he was just so versatile and hysterical. Is he back here or did he just come back for this play?
He was lucky enough to, because he was on the East Coast for a long time, and he was lucky enough to get a job in Spokane. That was the closest he could get. So he was able to relocate back to Spokane, which was a bit closer to Sandpoint. And then I believe he was able to just secure a job here in Sandpoint. So we're slowly getting him back. We're slowly going to start pulling him back in, but... from what he shared with me, his heart belongs to Sandpoint.
Absolutely. He's a Sandpoint guy through and through.
Through and through.
We're lucky to have him, and he's lucky to have the Panada and have people like you.
Well, I feel lucky to have all of the above, and especially you guys, because Blue Sky Broadcasting has been such a huge supporter of us, and I just wanted to thank you especially.
No problem. Are you personally involved with this show? Are you?
I am the director.
You are the director.
Yes, I am, as my cast lovingly refers to, as Madam Director.
So were you actively involved with selecting this particular play, Young Frankenstein?
I was, and it's really interesting because the best term I can use is a muse. I have a muse in one of our star actresses, Alex Cope, and I had a sudden burst of inspiration when I saw Megan Mullally sing the song called Please Don't Touch Me on YouTube, which is one of the songs in the show. And Elizabeth, who's the character who sings it, is essentially the Madeline Kahn part, mm-hmm. the fiance. And all I could see was Alex on stage singing this song. And it convinced me that I just needed to go for it. And I ran it by my board. They agreed and we just went for it.
Well, good for you. And like you said, you had to raise money to get the rights and all of that. How did that? Where did that money come from?
Well, speaking of community, we are such a blessed company because straight out the gate, we were welcomed into the 219 for our fundraiser called Speakeasy, which I think was the last thing you and I were able to chat about. So the Speakeasy fundraiser happened in May of 2021, and it was a huge success. And the 219, Mark and Mel and everybody, the whole crew there were just incredible to work with. And they made it such a special evening. I think Mark created an entire menu of drinks. So needless to say, we really owe the 219 a big, big thank you and shout out. And I'm trying to shout it out as much as I can publicly. but we just love them. And we were able to raise the funds through that fundraiser to purchase the rights for the show.
It's good work.
Oh, thank you. And we are so appreciative of them. And also Beat and Basil. We had another fundraiser to help with production costs at Beat and Basil this last summer. So we really appreciate our community partners in that.
So Young Frankenstein, the musical, is it family friendly?
It's a PG-13 show.
Okay.
So I would probably recommend 16 and older if you have some mature 13-year-olds. Excellent. But there
don't,
is.
Don't bring your 8-year-old.
Don't bring your young ones. It's got some sexual humor and a few curse words, nothing too crazy. It's not anything that's shocking,
yeah.
But it definitely is for a little bit more of a mature audience.
And in this day and age that we're living in, whether we like it or not, there's different pandemic restrictions for different shows. There's some concerts or comedies that they don't care. There's other ones where the band won't play unless you show proof of vaccination. How are you guys handling that for Young Frankenstein at the Panada?
Thank you for asking. We actually, after many, many months of toiling over the issue, because every business is dealing with this, there's no way around it. So we decided to meet our community right in the middle because we understand that everybody wants to have a choice. And so we decided that we were going to do one weekend with vaccinations required. So those who felt comfortable coming to an audience where everyone was vaccinated, negative COVID tests, they could feel secure and enjoy the show fear-free. And then we're also having the second weekend with no vaccinations required so that folks who feel more comfortable without it, don't really want to subscribe to that, can come and enjoy the show at their leisure as well. So we're trying to meet everybody halfway so that everybody has a chance to see the show. We're not limiting any of our audience's enjoyment.
That's a very creative way to pull this off. So congratulations to you guys.
Well, thank you. I will have to credit my board member and lovely actor, Andrew Sorg. He had the idea.
Yeah. So February 19th, the show's at 7 o'clock on the 20th. It's a matinee at 3, and those are show proof of a 72-hour test, and not a home test, but an official test, right?
I believe so, yeah.
That's what it says. I'm looking at the website.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're nowadays, Veronica at the Panada was sharing with me that most tests now you get your results via phone. Mm-hmm. So if you have your test results for the 72 hours, you can just show us your phone, or you can show your vaccination card.
Vaccination card. And that's just the first weekend. The second weekend, the 26th is at 7, the 27th at 3. And if you don't want to show your card or whatever, you don't have to. Anybody can come to that.
Exactly.
And enjoy Young Frankenstein, the musical, which I'm really looking forward to. And I have not seen it. I've not heard any of those songs that you sing to your husband every night. But I'm looking forward to hearing them. And just hearing that it was Mel Brooks who actually wrote the music, I find fascinating. So you know it's going to be entertaining stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, Keely Gray, thanks for joining us. Thanks for all you do for Lake Pondere Repertory Theater and for the Panada Theater and for the Chamber of Commerce and all those hats that you wear.
Oh, well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate the recognition.
We are going to sign off for North Idaho Thursday. I'll be back in here next week. And so speaking of the Panada, we've got some comedians on the show next week. You're going to love it, so be sure and tune in. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
Ninety-7.1 K246.